Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time. Good morning, Cascade Hoops Talk. Billy D here. Hey, it's Monday, November 28th. We're going to have new ratings come out on November 30th. You know, there's been a lot of action, some big games over the holiday with tournaments and such. We're going to talk about those in the top 25. We're also today going to talk to a couple of coaches. One of the big winners over this past week was Florida College, Chase Teichman. He's the head men's basketball coach there. We're going to talk to him. And before we get started with the top 25, we're going to touch base with a guy we haven't talked to for a while, Coach Patrick Crary. You remember he was at Washington Adventist, had a lot of success there. Shocked the world when he decided he was going to leave that and take the challenge down at St. Thomas. Not that St. Thomas was bad, but they just weren't really in the national conversation. He's been rebuilding that program. Oh, and looky here, they're 7-1. We just thought we'd check in with him and see how Florida's treating him. So we'll talk to him in just a moment, and then we'll get going on the top 25. And then just a little bit later, we'll talk to Coach Chase Teichman at Florida College. So why don't we start with Coach Crary. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Hey, I got Coach Patrick Crary here. He's the head men's basketball coach at St. Thomas. They're the Bobcats. Welcome, Coach. Thanks for being on.
Hey, Billy. Always good to talk to you, man. Thank you for having me. Having a good time down here. You know, it's 81 degrees this morning, so I'm happy.
Yeah. Oh, that's brutal. Brutal. You know, Coach, everybody in the country saw what you did at Washington Adventist. You had a real power there. You stepped up. You took a challenge, went down to St. Thomas. You know, not that they were horrible, but it was a program that really needed to step up a notch to get in the national conversation. And you've worked your tail off. And I just want to take a few minutes to talk about where you're at. I see you're 7-1. You had that one loss to Kaiser. But just talk about where your team is right now.
Man, I love our team. We're in a really good spot just from a togetherness and team standpoint. You know, St. Thomas, you know, a really good program. It's been a good program. And Patrick Gale was here. He did a really good job. DP Harris did a really good job. And when I really looked at the job here, like you said, I just thought about it in terms of like a national scale. That you could possibly try to build it and be, you know, one of the Georgetowns, or, you know, and try to strive for, you know, just greatness. And so we have what you need from an administrative support. I don't think there's a better location in the country to go to college. Our facilities are very nice. And so, you know, we're enjoying our time. You know, year one was a transitional year. We had some really good players. And we went through some ups and downs that year. And this year, kind of getting the right mix and the coaching staff being together for 2 years, everything seemingly to working out very well. It's a very good start. So we have a long way to go, but I definitely like the way we're starting so far.
You know, as I mentioned, you had that loss to Kaiser, but you've had a big three-game streak since then. You beat Warner, you beat Kansas Christian, and you had a big win against Barry, a traditional powerhouse. Where do you feel the team is right now?
I think we're in a good spot. I mean, you look at, you know, the Barry team, they've made, I think, the national tournament 3 of the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the better Division II teams in the country. You know, for us to beat them, you know, in our city of Miami on the road, it was a tough game. And so, you know, I really were happy about that win. Kansas Christian gave a lot of NAIA teams a lot of heck of games this year. So they were a tough team. Then Warner, you know, they won our league 2 of the last 3 years, back-to-back years they won our league in terms of the regular season. And not many coaches better than Sean. Sean's an excellent basketball coach and a better person. So, you know, where we are as a team, and we're sharing the ball. I mean, our stats look good, 52% from the field, you know, 38% from three, 75% from the line. 96 points a game. I think we're playing well offensively. We're sharing the ball. We've always been defensive coaches. I think I'm a defensive guy. And so I think our numbers can be better defensively, but we're getting there. And so, you know, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better start. Our one loss was to a very good basketball team who, you know, has been a perennial power in NAIA, you know, since Rolly Massimino was coaching. So, you know, I like where we are. We're looking forward to the future.
You know, you mentioned assists. I just want to talk about that a moment. you're number one in the country right now. I know it's still early, but you're over 22 assists a game. I don't care who you're playing or what games you're playing. I mean, that sharing the ball is so important, so you're definitely getting that done. But I was looking through your team statistically, at least, right? Stats can lie. But, you know, you're in the top 20 in a lot of categories, and you're in the top 50 in almost everything. So you guys look pretty strong. What areas are you a little worried about right now, if anything?
I can't tell you what I'm worried about, Billy D, because then I might be giving people ammunition. But, I mean, you know, coaches are worried. We're worried about everything. You know, we're worried about, you know, the first priority, like every coach has, is health. You know, can we stay healthy? Can we stay together for the whole season? So, I mean, if we stay healthy, we should be fine. But you look at our assist numbers, I mean, Fred Moba has 58 assists in 7 games. So, you know, 22 assists as a team is a lot. But when you got one guy pumping in 8 or 9 a game, you know, it kind of eases it up, and it makes everybody want to move the ball. You know, it's contagious. And so, you know, on our team, if you take a bad shot, you're going to get told you've taken a bad shot, not just by the head coaches, but, you know, by your teammates. And I mean, even look at somebody like DeAndre Johnson, when our big kid, you know, last year he struggled, shot in the 30s from the field, shot in the 20s from three. This year he's 54, 55, 76, and it's all predicated on his shot selection. It's been much better this year, and a team that kind of fits him a little more. So, you know, we're sharing the ball. That's what we want to do offensively. We feel like we share the ball, we make shots, it'd be tough to defend.
Coach, I also, one thing I noticed going through your team, you have very balanced scoring. You mentioned Fred Moba, he's 14 points a game. Milton Matthews is filling it up for you, 21 points, almost 7 rebounds. And then Dean, 14 points, Johnson's averaging 12. You know, so you're not relying on one guy. You've really got a balanced attack coming at people.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to build this team on shooting. That was honestly what we went through in the summertime. I mean, if you look at every, you know, style of basketball now, whether it's the European, whether it's the NBA, you know, everybody is really trying to make sure they can space the floor. And so, you know, in our recruiting, you know, we really went after shooters. So Milton Matthews, DeLon Dean, Jordan Hernandez, these are guys we really felt that really could shoot the ball. And we think we can shoot the ball better. We've had some wide open shots. We're not making shots as much as we did earlier in the year lately. Mm-hmm. I think we'll get better at it. That's why I don't think we're close to playing our best basketball. We had player meetings this morning. So every Monday we have, you know, individual player meetings with the players, and point guard was in here today and he said, you know, we're not even close to our peak yet. So if he's saying that and he's the guy with the ball running the floor, then I know we have good things in store for us coming down the line.
Coach Crary, you've been on a good 3-game streak, but you got Coastal Georgia and then Thomas coming up, a couple big tests. What do you have to do to be successful here in the first half of December?
Just be consistent. You know, the Georgia trip, everybody, you know, the Sun Conference is basically made up of Florida schools, but we all have to go on that Georgia trip, and we know how hard it is, you know, playing at Coastal, nice facility, really good coaching, Jesse Watkins. I'm really close with Coach Harris there. And so we know we're going to be in a battle there and then going to Thomas. So I think it's playing as good as anybody in the conference. They have really good non-conference wins. They played a very tough schedule. They have a new coach doing a good job. They have really good point guard play, really good wing play. You know, they're going to be two tough games. I think for us, it's just staying true to who we are, you know, our values, our character, you know, how we play, how we share the ball, how we trust each other. We do what we need to do. We should put ourselves in position to be successful. But and we know how tough it is, but it's also great team bonding. This is a time you're on a trip for, you know, 3 or 4 days with your teammates. These are times and trips you never get back. And so I think our guys are going to really relish an opportunity to be together, you know, during that time period.
Well, Coach Crary, I really appreciate you taking the time this morning to be on. We've been watching you as you build that program the last few years and thought it was just time to get you on and have you give us an update, and I really appreciate it.
We definitely appreciate it, Billy. Look, next year we got to make it happen where, you know, you're going to Indiana, you're going all these places. You got to come down to South Florida.
Well, yeah, 81 degrees. I'm heading over to Caldwell in Eastern Oregon this weekend, and they say 3-4 inches of snow. So I don't know. Yeah, I think
we're allergic to snow down here. So like we're working on some things for next year. I'm trying to help with our Cruising Classic to get some really big time teams down here next December. It's one of our initiatives. I really want 4 teams that are dark. You know, in the top 30, 40 teams in the country next year. So all the coaches that might be listening to this, please, I mean, if you're looking for games in late December next year or mid-December and you would like to come to South Florida, just give me a ring. We're trying to make it one of the, you know, the premier you know, tournaments in the middle of the year, holiday classics, and I think we can get good people to come. We would love to have you.
Yeah, give Coach Crary a call. Those cross conference non-cons tough ones are really important now, as you know. Everybody knows. Everybody's trying to schedule up. So anyway, give Coach Crary a call. Coach, thank you very much. We'll be keeping an eye on you as you head into the teeth of the season, and want to wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Billy. Appreciate it. Always great to talk to you.
Thank you, Coach. That's Coach Patrick Crary. He's the head men's basketball coach there at St. Thomas Bobcats. Thank you, Coach. Thank you very much to Coach Crary. Really always appreciate having him on the show. We'll be watching them at St. Thomas, those Bobcats, as they have a couple big games this week. Why don't we just go ahead and kick into our top 25. A lot of these scores, you know, just try to give you a little insight and where they're going to play next. And well, let's just work our way through them. So number one team in the nation is Arizona Christian. They hosted Montana Tech earlier in the week, November 25th. They beat them 84-80, but this was a game. This is a classic NAI power game. The Ore Diggers, they controlled most of the second half, but Arizona Christian, they firestormed back in the last 4 minutes to take the game. Get that? They're the firestorm. But it looked for all the world that they were going to get beat, and they really pulled it together the last 4 minutes. Trent Hudgens, 29 points, 5 rebounds. Angelo Johnson, 17 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. So big win for Arizona Christian there at home. Montana Tech cannot hang their head. That was a great basketball game. Arizona Christian, they're 6-1. They're going to get into a GSAC play. They're going to host Hope International on December 1st, and then San Diego Christian will come to town on December 3rd. Number two, Thomas More on a roll, defeated Wilberforce this week, 74-58. Reed Jolly, he had 28. Noah Pack, he had 14 points, 5 rebounds. So Thomas More, they're 6-0. They're going to host Tennessee Southern on December 1st, and then Cumberland on December 3rd. Number three, Grace College, the Lancers. They beat Goshen early in the week, 94-58. Elijah Malone, 21 points, 8 rebounds. Cade Gibbs has really been playing well for the Lancers. 19 points, 7 rebounds. And All-American candidate Frank Davidson dropped in 17 and a cool 8 rebounds. Grace, they're 8-0 now. They make that trip up to Mount Vernon on November 30th, which is what, Wednesday. And then they host St. Francis on December 3rd. So they've got a couple tough games coming up. College Idaho, number 4, they had their hands full Friday as Providence out of the Frontier. They pushed the Yotes right to the end. The Yotes prevail 86-80, but it's a two-possession game. The last 2 minutes, they couldn't shake them. Charles Elzey really been on a roll for the Yotes. He scored 20. Tyler Robinette scored 18. And the Yotes, their perennial nuisance, Jake O'Neill, 11 points, 11 rebounds for the double-double. On Saturday, the Yotes hosted Madonna. Love to see those cross-country inter-conference rivalries. On Saturday, the Yotes hosted Madonna. They won that game 82-68. Johnny Radford, he came off the bench in this one for 24 for the Yotes. Charles Elzey, again, he pours in 14. And then look at here, Jake O'Neill, 8 points, 10 rebounds. The Yotes now, they're 5-1. They're going to enter Cascade Conference play. They take on Southern Oregon, who's very good this year, on Friday, and then Oregon Tech on Saturday. Number 5, Jamestown. They traveled to Concordia November 22nd early in the week. They shocked the GPAC with a 90-59 lopsided victory over the Bulldogs. Bulldogs will be okay. It's one of those games, but big win for Jamestown. Mason Walters, definite player of the year candidate. He scored 33 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Reed Gassner, 13 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. And Mark Chose, he rounded it out with 10 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. A big win in Seward for the Jimmies. Remember that name, Reed Gassner. He's really playing well for the Jimmies. Saturday, the Jimmies take on West Virginia Tech. They won that 73-60. Mason Walters, 27 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Mark Chose, he added 14 points, 3 rebounds. And then Sunday, Jamestown, they beat William Jessup 74-66. Walters scored 32. Cole Woodford, 15. Will Cordes, 11. Reed Gassner, he added 8 rebounds. So the Jimmies, they have they're going to host Hastings, again, another good team in the GPAC. They're surprising people December 2nd, and then they'll host Doan, who's always dangerous, on December 3rd. Number six, Marion out of the Crossroads out of Indianapolis. They travel to Spring Arbor on November 22nd, early in the week. They beat them 82-59. Tayshaun Cherry, 19 points, 8 rebounds. Hayden Lankabell, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 9 assists for him. On Saturday, they played Ave Maria. They edged them out. Huge second half. Ave Maria held the Knights to 16 points in the first half. 16 points in the first half. Before the Knights came to life, they ended up winning this game 70-66. Again, led by Tayshaun Cherry, 19 points, 4 rebounds. Brody Whitaker came off the bench. He had 10 points, 5 rebounds. On Sunday, Marion beat Bluefield 68-50. Again, led by Tayshaun Cherry, 18 points, 4 rebounds. Christian Harvey, 9 points, 9 rebounds. So the Knights are 9-0. They're going to host Bethel November 30th, so what is that, Wednesday? And Indiana Wesleyan will come to town next Saturday. So big week for the Knights. Number 7, Oklahoma Wesleyan. They hosted Bethany on the 22nd. They won that game 64-49. Brandon Bird, 23 points, 10 rebounds, double-double. Jaden Litsky, 17 points, 7 rebounds. Busy week coming up for the 7-1 Eagles. They travel to Bethel, Kansas tonight. And this weekend hosting Friends on December 1st and going to Kansas Wesleyan on December 3rd. Kansas Wesleyan, by the way, is undefeated. That should be a good game. Number 8, Georgetown had a busy week. They beat Cumberland's early in the week, 75-71. Jaquai Wales, he led scoring with 20. Kyran Jones, he turns in a power double-double, 13 points, 15 rebounds, cleaning that glass. And then for good measure, he threw in 4 assists. Kyran Jones, boy, what a game. The Tigers, they beat Rust midweek, 73-53. Cam Brooks-Harris, 22 points, 6 rebounds. Jaquai Wales and Drew Lamont both toss in 13, while Kyran Jones owned the glass again with 13 rebounds. Saturday, Georgetown beat Ohio University Lancaster, 97-50. Kyran Jones, another double-double, 22 points, 11 rebounds. So the 8-1 Tigers, they're going to travel to Shawnee State on December 1st, and then they host Pikeville December 3rd. Faulkner, also with a big week. November 21st, they beat LSU Shreveport 100-88. C.J. Hines absolutely dominated. 38 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. On November 22nd, they beat Mid-America Christian 80-59. Trace Hill led the team on that one, 20 points, 8 rebounds in the win. C.J. Hines, he added 17 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists. And then on November 23rd, they won again over Missouri Baptist, 80-72. Faulkner led by Trace Hill, 26 points, 6 rebounds, and C.J. Hines, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. So 3 days, 3 big wins for Faulkner. Faulkner is 8-0. And they're going to travel to Blue Mountain Christian on November 29th, so tomorrow night, and host Bruton Parker on December 1st, if I can flick the pages. Number 10, LSU Shreveport. As we said, they fell to Faulkner. And then on November 22nd, Florida College beat the Pilots on a last-second tip-in. Matt Simpson laid a double-double on the Pilots, 14 points, 11 rebounds. Shreveport's Jalen Brooks, he turned in a double-double as well, 17 points, 12 rebounds. On November 23rd, the Pilots got an 82-75 win over Mid-America Christian. Calvin Carpenter with 18, Jalen Brooks, 17 points, 8 rebounds in that win. So LSU Shreveport, they're 4-2. They're going to travel to Our Lady of the Lake on December 1st and then go to Hudson-Tillotson on December 3rd. Number 11, Southwestern, they travel to St. Mary early in the week. They won that 90-74. Southwestern, they're 7-1. They're going to host Sterling tonight, and then they go to Tabor December 1st and York on December 3rd. So busy week for Southwestern. Number 12, Wayland Baptist, they punished Randall early in the week on November 21st. 103-48, a real nail-biter. Wayland Baptist, they're 5-1. They'll host Southwestern Christian on December 1st and then Mid-America Christian on December 3rd. Number 13, William Penn. They fell in that big showdown with Iowa Wesleyan on November 22nd, 85-81. But the Bates Statesmen, they bounced back Saturday. They beat Missouri Valley 111-96. So the Statesmen are 5-2. They travel to Grandview on November 30th, and then they'll host Benedictine on December 3rd. Number 14, Indiana Wesleyan. They played Taylor November 22nd. They beat them 68-49, so the Wildcats are 5-3. They host Spring Arbor Wednesday and then travel to Marion December 3rd, Saturday. Number 15, William Jessup, they traveled to that holiday tournament. They fell to St. Francis 77-65. Sunday they took on Jamestown, and as we mentioned, they fell in that game as well. So William Jessup now, I believe they're 5-5. They're jumped back into GSAC play. They'll be hosting Vanguard on December 1st and Life Pacific on December 3rd. Number 16, Carroll up there in Montana. They're 4-1. They begin Frontier play December 1st. They'll host Montana Western on the 1st. And on the 3rd, they travel to Montana Northern. Number 17, Indiana Tech, the Warriors. They host Aquinas. He hosted Aquinas on November 22nd, beat them 75-56. So the Warriors are 7-1. Big showdown. They host Cornerstone November 30th, which is what, Wednesday. You know, that's Coach Albert's old team, played there and assisted there. And then they'll travel to Michigan Dearborn on December 3rd. Mark your calendar for that Cornerstone Indiana Tech game. That's going to be a good game. Number 18, Montana Tech. We told you they went to Arizona. They fell to ACU on Saturday. They beat Sagu American Indian College 77-63. So the Ore Diggers, they're 8-1. They begin Frontier play. They travel to Rocky Mountain December 1st, and then they'll host Montana Western on December 3rd. Number 19, Union. On Saturday, they beat IU Kokomo in a classic win, 75-74. Sunday, facing St. Francis, the Bulldogs fell in that one. The Bulldogs fell to St. Francis 83-72, and Union will play Milligan on December 3rd. Number 20, Cumberland out of Tennessee. They hosted Tennessee Southern November 22nd. They fell 73-64, so there's 5-2 now. They'll host Oakwood on November 28th. That's what, tonight. And then they'll travel to Wilberforce on December 1st. Then over a big game, they'll take on Thomas More on December 3rd. Number 21, Florida College. They had a big week. They beat Missouri Baptist this week, 79-71. Then they beat LSU Shreveport, as we mentioned. And then they finished their big week beating Loyola, a team that knocked them out of the tournament last year, 92-65. So the 10-1 Falcons, they travel to Kaiser, which is they're a very good team. We'll see what happens there on tomorrow, on November 29th. So three big wins for the Falcons this week. As I mentioned, they're 10-1. We wanted to catch up with Coach Teichman and ask him about his week and his team so far. Cascades Hoops Talk, Billy D. Hey, I got Coach Chase Teichman. He's the head men's basketball coach at Florida College, the Falcons. It's late at night, Sunday night, and thank you, Coach, for taking the time to be on for a few minutes.
Absolutely.
You know, Coach, I really wanted to get you on because you had, I thought, a monster week for the Falcons. You beat Missouri Baptist, and then you beat LSU Shreveport. I want to ask you about that LSU Shreveport game. You came within portions of a second of losing that game, and Purdue got that put back and put it in. Just talk about some of the emotions right there.
Yeah, that was a crazy game. You know, I mean, that whole event is really challenging, playing, you know, three games back to back to back, mm-hmm. and against, you know, it was all national tournament teams, and of course LSU Shreveport was ranked number 10, and rightfully so. They're really talented, just big, athletic, you know, really altering shots at the rim and hard to keep off the offensive glass. But we just kept battling the second half, and we cut it to 4, cut it to 5, cut it to 3. You know, Matt ties it up late, then they go to the free throw line, and I just kept telling myself, you know, if we could get to where we're down one possession or tied at the end, I felt good about it. And Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I planned on the putback, but you know, we did tell him, you know, hey, they're going to send a lot of attention toward Matt if he keeps it. So, you know, you just, you know, there's nothing to lose. Just crash the offensive glass. And you know, they had three guys contesting Matt on that shot. So there was just nobody left to follow up JP, and it just, you know, bounced our way, and, you know, he put it in, and it was really exciting. Win for our team and win for our program.
Yeah, it was a big win. And then you followed it up the next night, beating Loyola, which is still pretty good this year. I think that was their first defeat, right?
Yeah, they are good. They were 7-0 entering the game. They had won both of their previous two games at the Battle of the Beach, and they were looking good. They beat Missouri Baptist the night before in a comeback, and then they kind of put it on Mac U a little bit the first night. Had a big win at Life. It was their Life's only loss, too. So, you know, they play a lot of five out, and they still have Jalen Galloway, who's, you know, former All-American at College mm-hmm. of Idaho, and mm-hmm. he's scoring it a lot more this year, obviously, without Zach Miles and Brandon there anymore. But, yeah, he's got a good group, and they shoot it really well, better than they did last year. And we just, you know, it was kind of one of those games where we hit shots and they didn't. And, of course, I think we played well and played some part in that. But obviously there was a lot of motivation for the guys with them, you know, ending our season last year in the round of 32.
Exactly.
And even though they got a lot of new faces, you know, the uniforms are still the same, and we had a lot of returners. So I think that motivation kind of maybe made up for the tired legs of the third day. And I was really proud of the way we shared the ball. And, you know, Drew Kramer had a great game. He kind of had a great week the whole week there. So, yeah, it was really, really good week for us. And obviously the guys deserve the time off they got for Thanksgiving.
So, Coach, I wanted to ask you, you know, people think of Florida College, if they don't really follow you, they think, okay, Matt Simpson, that's the first name that comes to mind. But you've got very, very balanced scoring this season. You know, Matt's averaging 17. Fat. That's easier. Fat Cleveland, he's averaging 14. Drew, as you mentioned, 11, and then Batar, almost 11. So you've got very balanced scoring out of that group, haven't you?
Yeah. You know, Matt's, you know, he'll be fine. He's, you know, started a little bit slow. But you know, that was one of the great things about, you know, this week is, you know, being able to go 3-0 against three great teams, and he didn't have his best games. And mm-hmm. We know he's going to be there for us in the long run. And right now, just not shooting it as good as we're used to. But and teams have done a good job on him, too. But like you said, you know, everyone else just stepping up. Fat had a great week for us. Thought he just really put a ton of pressure on the rim and was really hard to keep in front and did a good job getting the ball to our shooters. Speaking of shooters, you know, Drew just lit it up this week. You know, 6'7", can get his shot off kind of whenever he wants to. And he was just lights out from three in transition in the half court on offensive rebounds. And then, you know, Batar, he's, you know, he had a really two out of three of the games, played really well. He played awesome against Loyola, had almost, you know, triple double. I think he had 15, 9, and 8 that game. So he was really good. Just really hard to keep him and Fat in front, and you know, Matt's obviously Matt, so we kind of go as our guards go, and we're down one of our, you know, starting bigs right now, and you know, JP, Jashavius Purdue, and Stephon Martin have done a great job of filling in while Calvin is trying to get back from his injury. So I agree with you. I feel like we're really deep. It's the deepest team I've coached here, and obviously we're going to need it going forward.
You know, here's a good for anybody out there that doesn't 100% follow Florida College. Here's a great trivia question. I guarantee you can win a buck on who's the leading rebounder at Florida College. How many people are going to say Matt Simpson, huh?
I know. So, okay, he is the leading rebounder. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
I looked at it before Battle of the Beach, and we had like seven guys that were like four or higher, like between like 4 and 6.5. We had like seven guys. So the rebounding's just been really spread out. But I think we've done a pretty good job on the offensive glass. You know, Matt always crashes the offensive glass relentlessly. You know, he's going to play the minutes. We know he's going to compete and go to the glass. So when you have kind of injuries and sort of a stable of guys playing that five spot for us, sometimes he gets the benefit and he's your leading rebounder.
Yeah, well, disclaimer, I pulled that off Presto Sports tonight, but I think that's right. He's averaging six.
That's right.
Hey, Coach, you guys are – just really shooting the heck out of the ball, almost 52%. You're 14th in the nation in your shooting. You're 26th in the nation from three. You're sharing the ball, 18 assists. So you're 20. I know these numbers are going to, but you're in that top 10% across the board in shooting, assists, and then in defense, you're holding teams to 37%. When you look at your team statistically, it looks very strong. What things might you be worried about moving forward?
So probably most worrisome thing going forward would be, I just feel like we're giving up a little too many second chance opportunities. Okay. You know, sometimes they're getting the offensive rebound and then maybe they're missing again. Right. And it's still an empty possession, but, I just think offensive rebounds, you know, they're going to lead to, we always say they're going to lead to open, you know, layups and dunks and threes, absolutely, if not free throws. So kind of the three most efficient ways to score it are going to come from offensive rebounds. So, you know, we're not a super, super big group. So I think that's always going to be something we're you know, that's challenging for us. But, you know, the stats you mentioned that we look good in right now, I mean, I'd love for that to continue. You know, we like to keep our opponents under 40% from the field every game. And obviously we're doing a really good job of that right now. And that's not easy to do with how good players are and how good people shoot it. So, I've really been pleased with, that's probably the stat that I've been most pleased with. And, obviously want to shoot the ball well every night, but as long as we're moving it and, you know, guys are getting the right shots, you know, I'm not too worried about on a game by game basis, if they're going in or not. I think in the long run, they're going to go down as long as we're playing the right way. And, our guys, they do a really good job of making sure we get the right shot and playing selfless, team basketball.
Coach, looking forward to the next 2 weeks. You got Kaiser coming up on the 29th. They're good. They beat St. Thomas just a week ago or so. And then you got Truett McConnell, and then you play Bethel, Indiana, which has really been on a roll. You know, what do you got to do over the next 2 weeks and keep the guys focused before Christmas? These are three key games coming up.
Yeah, and you missed one in there, Southeastern.
Okay.
You know, we play Kaiser Tuesday night, like you said, on the road. That's going to be really tough. They're 4-1. You mentioned their win at St. Thomas. He's got some good returners coming back. Corvon Lott, that have played a lot of good basketball. Really good guard play. They're leading the nation right now in offensive rebounds per game at over 17. So, you know, I mentioned that was something I was concerned about. So that's going to be a big challenge. Southeastern, obviously, they're a little bit banged up, but
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they'll be getting healthy at the right time against us. So that's, they beat us the last 2 years. So that's going to be a challenge for us to beat that team. And then, you know, the classic that we're playing at Southeastern against Truett McConnell and Bethel. You know, Truett was a 20-win team last year, and they brought back their entire rotation.
Right.
So, you know, they run the triangle. They play good defense. They force the ball inside. So Coach Yeh does a really good job with them every year. So that's always going to be tough. And then Bethel, Indiana, yeah, I think they're 7-1. They're beating some really good teams. You know, they're in one of the toughest leagues in the country. Looks like they're going to be, you know, right there competing with everybody. They look like a national tournament team, the little bit that I've seen of them so far. But, yeah, it seems like we just really never get a night off. The best thing about these next four games is that they're a little bit spread out, so it's not going to be back-to-back-to-back like we've done the last couple weekends. We went up to Kansas and went back-to-back-to-back, and then we went up to Panama City and did the same thing. So I'm just looking forward to getting the guys some rest and hopefully trying to heal up some aches and pains.
You play that tournament down in the Furnace then?
Yeah, that's the Truett-Bethel games. They're both at the Furnace. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, you better double check on Simpson's rebounds, because the same place I got the rebounds, the same place I got your schedule. So,
you're not seeing the Southeastern game?
No, I didn't see it on Presto, but you know, I was sitting on the couch writing. I could have missed it too. I'm an old man, Coach. So, but regardless, you've got it. These next 2 weeks are really going to tell you where you're at.
Yeah, they are, and you know, we really would love to finish strong going into second semester. But, you know, you just can't afford to slip up. I tried to really intentionally schedule really tough games for us kind of all throughout this year to, you know, both, mm-hmm. both, you know, improve our strength of schedule and also just get us tournament ready. And I think right now we've you know, been battle tested and it's not going to stop. So sure would hate to kind of take the good momentum we've got this year and finish it on a sour note. Would love to keep going the right way.
Well, for tonight, I'm going to tell you congratulations on a really big week. You've had a great start. As I said at the start, you're 10-1. We'll be watching you and see how you progress here over the next few weeks. But I really appreciate you taking the time to come on, Coach Teichman.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Billy, for, you know, shining a light on our program and our level. I think you do a great job, and everybody appreciates it.
That's Coach Chase Teichman. He's the head men's basketball coach at Florida College. They're the Falcons. Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome. Take care.
Really appreciate Coach Teichman taking time. That was late on a Sunday night, and he gave me a call, and we were able to do that interview. I really appreciate it. Number 22, Evangel. They beat John Brown 63-53. And then on Saturday, they beat Culver Stockton 83-68. So Evangel now, they're 6-1. They're going to host Park on November 30th, and then they'll travel to Grandview on December 3rd. Number 23, Concordia, Nebraska. They fell to Jamestown early in the week, as we said. And then they beat Waldorf in a non-conference 103-61 on Saturday. So the Bulldogs are 6-1, two big tests this weekend. They're going to travel to Morningside on November 30th. They'll have their hands full there, I guarantee it. And then they host a perennial tough Northwestern on December 3rd. So the Bulldogs really looking to bounce back in GSAC play this week. Number 24, Kansas Wesleyan. They hosted Friends on November 22nd, beat them 82-78. And they're 6-0. They're going to travel to Avila on December 1st, and then they host Oklahoma Wesleyan on December 3rd. So I think that Avila game for Kansas Wesleyan is a little bit of a trap. Those guys are going to be totally hyped Saturday for Oklahoma Wesleyan. That game on Saturday could be epic. Number 25, Xavier, Louisiana. They beat Dillard on Monday, 78-67. Xavier is 4-2, and they host Louisiana Christian tonight. And then they travel to Southwest on December 3rd. So that's your top 25. Now watch, because a new top 25 comes out this week. We'll find out where everybody is. But everybody's starting to settle into conference play now, so it's going to get really fun and interesting, because you're going to have two races. One is, you know, where are you at in the country? Where are you going to be seated? Blah, blah, blah. But boy, the conference, you could be one of the better teams in the conference and, you know, have to fight for your spot in the conference. So there's two battles for every team to watch. It makes a lot of fun. In the meantime, just make sure you get to all your games. Support your local NAI school. Talk to your friends about NAI basketball, and maybe take a friend or two, because you won't go broke. Why? NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.